Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Sometimes the little things in life make a big difference, as I was reminded while preparing my Easter message recently. The Gospels, and mostly John, share a small but interesting aspect of Christ right after his resurrection that I pretty much wrote off as a tricky act of God before, since there were many more aspects about the resurrection that are far more important. But this one held a hidden treasure for me. Mary Magdalene is the first to see the risen Christ, and at first thought he was a gardener. John and Peter spotted a man on shore after a night of fishing and didn't recognize their Savior at first. And two men walking to Emmaus actually have a conversation with Jesus, with him, and don't realize whom they're talking to. What's going on here? Sure, God might have just prevented them from recognizing him, but I don't think it was that, particularly since Mary recognized him immediately after he spoke. I think there's a bigger message in this than that. I believe this is more evidence of the resurrection and a rare peek at what our heavenly life will include. We won't know until we get to heaven, but since the Gospels give no indication why no one seemed to recognize Christ immediately after his resurrection, I think the explanation is simple. When you think about it, it's very likely that our new heavenly bodies won't come with full beards. And Christ, in my mind, no doubt had a clean-shaven face upon resurrection. That alone explains why no one recognized him. But I also believe he was younger in appearance. Finally, the last time anyone saw him alive, he was barely recognizable as human because of the beating and crucifixion. Isaiah tells us that in an amazing prophecy. But the real treasure is in the information we get in what our heavenly bodies will be like, assuming I'm right. I'm guessing our heavenly bodies will probably be what we looked like in our prime. For me, that's 30 or 40 years ago, when I felt like I could do anything athletically. Today, I can't even jump, or run very fast, or just about anything where I am now at 63. How cool it will be to be free from aches, pains, arthritis, bursitis, bad joints, and all the rest. As to whether I'll be able to grow a beard in heaven, who knows and who cares? Whichever it is, I'll take it, although I could take passing on shaving easily. All this from a small detail God doesn't bother to elaborate on in his word. He leaves us to guess and wonder why no one recognizes Jesus after the resurrection, and imagine the splendor of heaven. God does that a lot in his word, on purpose. He wants us to focus on our heavenly goal and to allow our imaginations to motivate Christ-like living. It's working for me. How about you? This has been Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. Do your best and let God do the rest.